Thank you, Mr. President. Let me join others in congratulating you on the assumption of this important task. I would like to assure you of the full cooperation and support of my delegation. From the outset, I would also like to welcome the Philippines as newest high contracting party to Protocol 5. Germany fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. Mr. President, on its land territory, including internal waters, Germany still is affected by existing explosive remnants of war as defined by this protocol. Germany is working on the clearance of a former military training site that has been used by forces of the former Warsaw Pact from 1953 to 1993, close to Wittstock, Brandenburg. In dealing with this legacy from the past, Germany takes its own measures of clearance, removal, destruction and precaution. However, there are various risk factors that decrease the speed of cluster munition clearance, such as the high density of contamination and high variety of types of ERW, enhanced fire hazard owing to serious drought in the region that requires additional clearing work related to fire protection, shortages in qualified clearance personnel, and delivery times of up to 6 months for new replacement of cluster munition clearing equipment. Germany remains fully committed to the objectives and principles of Protocol 5 and reaffirms its continuous support to other states' parties affected by explosive remnants of war. Therefore, Germany is providing, on a voluntary basis, substantial bilateral assistance to other states affected by ERW. We support clearance and survey, risk education, victim assistance, advocacy and stockpile destruction, as well as coordination efforts in affected countries. In 2022, Germany has allocated around 50 million euro for this purpose. This engagement included comprehensive victim assistance projects in some of the most contaminated countries, such as Iraq and Syria. We regard our bilateral assistance also as part of wider efforts to pursue other goals. In Colombia, we regard clearing ERW as a precondition to peace and reconciliation. Especially in regions that are regularly affected by droughts, clearing lands becomes an important cornerstone for access to much-needed arable lands and thus development. In partnership with international organizations and NGOs, Germany also continues to provide considerable financial, technical, staff support and capacity building to programs dedicated to physical security and stockpile management in many parts of the world. But this is not just on land that unexploded ordnance poses a grave danger. Even several generations after conflicts ended, munitions dumped at sea pose a grave threat to humans and marine life alike. This is why we made the issue of dumped munitions a priority during the Germany presidency of the Council of Baltic Seas. With regard to the production, procurement and use of explosive ordnance, the highest possible standards of reliability, serviceability and safety design requirements are to be met. Germany fully supports the UN Safer Guide to International Munition Technical Guidelines. As chair of the open-ended working